David Montgomery caught an 80-yard wheel route touchdown from C.J. Stroud down the right sideline in Tuesday's team drills, and Peter Warren of the Houston Chronicle called it one of the more exciting plays of the entire training camp. DeMeco Ryans went further. "It was cool to see David make a big play for us. That's the type of player he is. And then, he can spark an offense. He can lift us with just making those plays." That's the headline. The footnote came a day earlier, when Azeez Alshayer punched the ball out of Montgomery's hands with a peanut punch in Monday's practice, per John Harris on the team site. The June preview's core argument: the traded-for veteran still had the juice. His rushing efficiency last season ranked 11th among backs by yards over expectation, earned against stacked boxes. And the real bet was whether a bigger role in Houston restores the volume on seventh-year legs, with Woody Marks still in the picture, and a coordinator on record wanting to use both backs. The efficiency was never the question, the touches were. This week fed both halves of that read. The wheel route is what still has it looks like in August, a seventh-year back running away from coverage for 80 yards with the head coach applauding, and the role reporting points the direction June guessed. Back on July 23rd, before this window, NFL insider Jane Slater, relayed by Josh Buckhalter at Heavy.com, described Montgomery and Marks working in tandem rather than a strict 50-50, with health, game flow, and matchups dictating the touches. "A tandem is not a workhorse job. It is the shared backfield the June read told you to expect, now confirmed in the team's own framing." Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The talent half produced the play of camp, and the role half is being described exactly as the June caution framed it. A two-man backfield, not a restored feature role. Next week, Houston joint practices with the Raiders on Tuesday, then plays preseason week 2. Watch the first-team backfield split with Marks, who gets the goal line work, and whether Monday's fumble costs Montgomery anything with a defense-first head coach watching. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.